these willow cars or willow thickets are great habitat for wildlife because there's so much to eat here, and the moose are in here chewing on the willow stems and the buds and leaves, and the only trouble is it's so dense in here, they could be anywhere. Let's head down to the willows and see if we can find that moose.
Oh my goodness. Look over there. There is a mother moose and two calves, and they're just walking down the hill. Oh, that's great. We thought this was going to be a wild moose chase, and there they are.
A cow and two calves. Is that calves? Is that right? Great. Well, let's see if we can get a closer look.
I was looking over there because I thought I was looking at a dead tree stump, and then it moved. That's exciting, because they were such small calves. I've never seen a moose calf that small. Although moose occasionally wandered into Colorado from the north, they didn't become established in the state until 1978. That's when the Division of Wildlife introduced 24 into the Illinois River drainage of North Park. Since then, this largest member of the deer family has spread widely. By 2000, they had trickled over the Continental Divide into Boulder County. By 2004, they were licking salty cars near Brainerd Lake. And then early last year, a cow moose with two yearlings hung out at Caribou Ranch. And I wonder if that's the same cow we just saw. Yeah, but with new calves. Last September, a bull moose moseyed onto the Broomfield Golf Course.
And also last year, there was a bull moose on the Pearl Street Mall in downtown Boulder.
It's a thrill to see such a magnificent creature. However, some researchers question whether moose will adversely impact native wildlife. Alpine researcher Joyce Gellhorn is concerned that the huge animals may trample ptarmigan roosts under the snow and eat the willow buds that sustain the birds during winter. Mammalogist David Armstrong speculates that as moose numbers increase, their appetite for willows could damage habitat used by western jumping mice and snowshoe hares. We don't yet know what far-reaching impacts moose introductions may have.
But we know they're real cool animals with big racks.
We really like them, yeah.